Larry Wyson, one of the things that Tom Brady was saying is that he was feeling physically as healthy as he had in years. And you look at the posture he has, the perfect form he has, the great footwork, and it does help to have the offensive line protecting him. But Tom Brady seems to be, with the exception, of course, of a couple interceptions in the game, he still seems to be playing at a high level. Who's your edge in this game?
Well, I think you'd have to be crazy not to like Tom Brady in a big game simply because he's won them. The other guy has not showed it yet. He's been rattled by different things. I think the standard of expectations has kind of weighed on him, and I guess he's going to be lucky to be at home in this one. But somehow I just cannot escape liking Brady over Peyton Manning.
Sorry about that. Let's go to the specifics of what I think is the challenge and the strength of the Patriots. I love both of your comments on this. What the linemen, here I am a kicker talking about it. Linemen, offensive linemen in particular, do not get the credit when it really is deserved. What is it about, and who are the members? Who are the stars? Who are the heroes? Who are the guys that get it done on that Patriots offensive line that give Tom Brady the time in the last 2-3 minutes of those big games, time and time again? Let's talk with Brad first.
Well, you know, I would have to go, obviously, you know, you have, any time you look at giving a guy time, you look at the tackles, and Matt White and Nick Kazier are the two guys, and neither one of them are perceived as great against a guy like Dwight Freeney. I mean, Matt White has had all kinds of trouble against speed rushers like him, or like Jason Taylor, but I will say this, is that you come off a San Diego game where that offensive line, as you mentioned before, was just really incredible. And the way that they handled, whether it was schemes or whether it was just performance, I mean, they're really on their game. You go back to the game in Miami where they got manhandled by Taylor and that whole offensive line. Since then, they've been very good. And I think as a unit, they're a pretty good unit right now with Logan Mankins, the number one draft pick. You have Dan Cope in the center, who's a solid, on the verge of being a Pro Bowler. You know, I think that they're playing pretty well, and they have a talent which I think bodes. I think going into this game, they might have to feel pretty good about themselves.
Larry Weissman, what about Dwight Freeney and the havoc that he wreaked against, certainly against the Chiefs? And his consistency, there are those that think that the Colts will have an advantage in the matchups at tackle. What do you think?
I think that Freeney had a tough time with Matt Light the last time around, but you always have to account for him, and you very rarely can block him with one guy. So to the extent that other guys take advantage of that, that's also a plus in having a player of Dwight's capabilities.